Hello and welcome to this segment of Mind to Heart podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. I am so excited to share what is on my heart with you with this episode, and I know that it is going to inspire and encourage someone. So the topic of this episode is keep shining. One of the scriptures that I love to encourage myself with comes from Matthew 5:16. And it says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Another scripture that is so important and pertinent to this topic is John 1:5. It says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So as Christians, as believers, we have to make sure that we are comfortable with letting our light shine. That takes on many different connotations, and it can have different meanings for each individual. But it is so important that we never allow anyone to make us compromise the gifts that we have on the inside. So if your gift is singing, then you sing. If your gift is writing, then you should write. Whatever it is that is on the inside of you, never be afraid to be true to who you are. Do not allow anyone to make you ashamed of being someone that is skilled in a particular area. I want you to shine. I want you to be confident in who you are. I want you to be confident in the gifts that God has given you, and I do not want you to bury those gifts because you feel as if others will not accept you. We have to make a conscious decision that no matter what comes and goes, no matter who comes and goes, we will continue to shine. Sometimes we feel as if we have to fit the mold of the world, or we have to fit the preconceived notions of other people. That is incorrect. That mindset is erroneous. You need to be confident, you need to be comfortable, and you need to be sure of who you are. So do not dim your light because other people may have a problem with your shine. Everyone is not going to accept, nor are they going to understand why you are the way that you are. Why you have certain values, why you have certain goals, and why you stick to certain principles. That doesn't matter. What matters is you making a decision to keep shining. So I was given this topic by the Lord. Everything that I share is inspired by God. And it was so ironic that a friend of mine, we were texting on Monday, and she told me to keep shining. And immediately I was encouraged because I knew that that was confirmation that that is what I was supposed to share with you, my audience. Something that I have held on to, especially this year with finishing a doctoral program, is that no matter what, no matter the obstacles that I have been presented with, I want to make sure that I am always allowing my light to shine. So that may mean that I'm ostracized, that may mean that I'm not popular, but I'm going to be true to who I am, and that's something that no one can ever take away from me. So we have to make sure that we are realistic to the fact that the people that we're trying to impress, it really doesn't matter about how they think about you. It doesn't matter about their opinion. It doesn't matter about their perception. What you need to do is to make up your mind that no matter what, I'm going to shine, I'm going to keep shining, and I'm going to be comfortable and confident. So even if it's not popular, still shine. Let that light within radiate outward. You never know the people that are inspired by your story. Most of the time, you're not going to know even the people that are watching you, the people that are inspired by your life and how you carry yourself. You may never know. Those people may never come forward and say, "Hey, your life has really impacted mine. Your life has really encouraged me." Those are the people that you may not ever know, but God knows, and those other individuals know. But what's most important is that you are always putting forth the representative, or being a representative of Christ, and uplifting him and being a positive role model and giving someone something to emulate. So a lot of times, again, people are not going to tell you, hey, your story impacted me or your life has touched my heart, but keep shining anyway. Be that person that everybody feels comfortable talking to. Be that person that's consistent. Be the person that is relatable. Be the person that's understanding. Be the one that people can depend on. It goes a long way. It goes without saying that people want to be around good people. If you're a good person, you're going to find that people gravitate towards you. If you're someone that has a light that shines in the midst of darkness, you're going to draw people to you because there's going to be something about you that makes them want to tap in to say, hey, what is it about her that's so special that draws me in? What is it about him that I feel so at ease and I feel calm and I feel as if I can talk to him and he is going to always have something encouraging to say? That's because you've let your light shine. When you enter the room, people should be able to notice the difference about you. People shouldn't feel like, oh no, here she comes. Oh no, here he comes. But rather, oh my goodness, I can't wait to see you, and I look forward to being around you because you're so positive. That's what's important. Letting your light shine, not being afraid to stand out, not being afraid to stand up, and not being afraid to just be who you are. Keep shining. I cannot stress that enough. We have to be comfortable in shining. Shining doesn't mean that you put yourself on a pedestal. Shining doesn't mean that you make yourself out to be something that you're not. Shining means that no matter what you're faced with, no matter what obstacles are presented to you, you are consistently being the same person. You're not changing it up to fit in with this crowd or that crowd. You're consistently being the very same person in every situation. That is one thing that I can say about certain people throughout the years, throughout the time that I've known them. They have been the same. They have always been sweet. They've always been kind. They've always been accepting. That is because they have made up their mind that I'm going to let my light shine. So again, letting your light shine doesn't mean that you are being overzealous and you're putting yourself on a pedestal and pumping yourself up. It just means that I'm going to live this life that I'm given the best way that I know how. And I'm also going to do it in a way that glorifies God. Because again, in Matthew 5 and 16, when you let your light shine and you do things and others see that, they're going to glorify God because you're giving him the credit. You're not saying, oh, look at me. Look at what I've done. This is what I'm doing. This is what I have going on. But if you're carrying yourself in a way that makes people want to figure out, hey, how did you get there? What do you do? How can I do what you've done? What advice do you have for me? And then you then, instead of taking the credit, you're able to point them back to Christ. That is what Keep Shining is all about. So if you are standing up for God, and if you're standing up trying to live your life and being the best you possible, that's letting your light shine. That is allowing your light to keep shining. So don't dim what you have on the inside of you. Keep going. Be encouraged. Know that someone is depending on you to show them the way. You may be the only Christian that people know. You may be the only one that has scruples and morals and goals. So someone is dependent on you, and you have to make up your mind that I'm going to keep shining Even if it's unpopular, I'm going to keep shining. Even if people talk about me, I'm going to keep shining. Even if I'm ostracized and I'm made fun of and I'm shunned, I'm going to keep shining because I know that my life has purpose. I know that my life is intentional and I'm here for a reason. So while I'm here, I'm going to do the best edit that I can and I'm going to keep shining. I hope that I've said something that has encouraged you and that has motivated you to tap into your greatest potential to become the best version of yourself as possible. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. Until next time, peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and loved ones. You can also follow Dr. Curry everywhere on social media at Dr. Andrea Curry. Book her for your conference, seminar, workshop, or event directly at drscwrites@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry.